This is Divine Podcast, episode 6. Most of our staff are not here, so I invited two of my people who live in my building to come and do this podcast. And I am Will, the editorial manager, and joining us are two very esteemed gentlemen, so I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Plumin Jelyoskov. Bulgarian, if you want to know why the name's all weird. And, yeah, pretty much. And here is
Boxcar Hobo, Theo Chan, Hobo Extraordinaire. So, here's to Will.
So, before we begin this podcast, we want to know, like, what experiences do you have with gaming prior to just in general? Like, I know Plumin here has been working on very esteemed projects in gaming. You can tell us about that.
Alright, yeah, sure, I'll talk about it. I've basically been, like, Nintendo fanboy since, like, day one. There was a project called Warp Pipe that was, like, a internet tunneling program, so you could play LAN games like Mario Kart Double Dash online over the GameCube. And, I was a beta tester for it, and talked to Chad, played an online game against him. It was cool. Pretty much, Nintendo's my realm. PS3 and Xbox, they just always suck dick to me, except, I don't know, I like the Xbox now, but whatever, I'll let Bill talk now.
I play WoW.
Bill, you fucking fail on WoW.
Why do you play WoW?
You're a waste of a WoW account.
WoW is the only game I play. I also play Castle Crashers, but that's not as fun as WoW.
What you guys don't understand is, like, Bill's been playing WoW, like, legitimately. Like, he's got probably, like, 570s plus, but not a single 80, alright? Like, I don't understand. Like, how could you not get to endgame, alright? You fucking leveled 5 different characters, and you haven't even done, like, a single fucking raid?
I've done Nyxia.
So, yeah, this is the story behind these two esteemed gentlemen. And we are talking about pre-E3 or predictions for E3 for this podcast because none of our staff are here and I'm very disappointed in them. So we are going to begin by talking about what happened on Game Trailers TV and all those trailers. So one of the games that was revealed on that day was the guys who made Fallout 3 and Oblivion, because I can't say their name, made this game called Brink, and we watched the trailer, and it told us absolutely nothing. Right, guys?
Brink? Brink! Brink. So, we saw that Fallout 3 was basically poppy pasta from, what was that game called? Oblivion? I mean, Oblivion, you take it, you put spaceships in it, you put Fallout, you put radioactive goo, and you get Fallout 3. So Brink looks like, well, I can't really tell what it looks like, because all you see is an eyeball, and then you see a blood, and yeah. That looks really, really good. Yeah, the Ark of the Covenant, probably about the Crusades. Right, guys?
Yeah, sure, why the fuck not?
Okay, what do you think, Plumin?
Alright, so, basically, I'm convinced that Brink... Okay, it's gotta be something between, like, the Crusades and StarCraft, because there's Christianity and, like, war going on, but it's also, like, futuristic, and it looks like it was one of those StarCraft Marines, like, about to die, you know, in little blood, like, there's probably Zerglings. Overall, like, that trailer was just so vague that they seriously might as well just, like, put, like, I don't know, a turkey sandwich there and been like, this is our game, it's called Brink, it's gonna be really sick, okay, just don't worry that this is a fucking turkey sandwich, alright, all you need to know is that this game is gonna be sick. Like, that's basically all the trailer did. Like, it was no gameplay, nothing. Like, if you wanna do CGI, fucking just make Warcraft 3 again, alright, and just show none of the gameplay and just have all the little CGI cinemas. Like, fuck, that was retarded.
You know, they have done Oblivion, which is about, you know, prehistory, you know, like, fantasy stuff, and then Fallout, which is sci-fi. So what else can they do?
They could do it in the sci-fi realm.
They already did sci-fi, it's Fallout.
Fallout is a post-apocalyptic,
do sci-fi. Right.
But it's not incredibly futuristic. Like,
it still ties in with real-world aspects and nuclear destruction and all that stuff. And
there's really not much to say for Brink, because we don't really see that much.
Yeah, whoever decided, you know, like, the overall trailer to finally release to E3 was probably just, like, this lazy, like, stoned guy, like, all right, let's just show them, like, the movies, you know, but, like, not actually show them anything, so, like, they'll be interested, but not, they were fucking vague in that trailer.
All right, so, the next big trailer we've seen was from BioWare's Mass Effect 2, which was kind of iffy on the reaction.
Mass erect. Yeah, they better have sex scenes again. Actually, they might as well just make the entire, like, game sex scenes, because seriously, you spend so much time in that fucking game just talking to other people that if you're not having sex, there is no reason to play that game. There is no reason to play that game, period. You might as well just go outside and have sex with a real girl, because that's fucking retarded. That game's a waste of fucking time.
Plum is one to say. Anyways, Mass Effect, the first game was really, really good. It was one of the best games of the year, but the combat leaves something else to be desired. I mean, BioWare is not really good at combat. Seriously, guys? More combat, less shiny stuff?
Maybe more dialogue.
More dialogue, yes.
You know what we need? We need more choices. More choices on what to do. Like, are you gonna fucking rape and murder this woman because she called you a hoe? Or are you gonna fucking, I don't know, stick it in her ass or something? You know, like, you need more options than just like, oh, let's go outside and get a cup of coffee. Or, you know, no, let's not fight the aliens today. No, you need fucking brutal options that are gonna, like, totally change the fucking story.
Just to point it out, rape and murder is the same thing as sticking it up the ass. Plumman, you're giving them the same choices.
No, dude, because if you just stick it in the ass, you don't kill them, necessarily.
Yeah, rape and murder goes outside. Are we really gonna do this over a podcast?
Anyways, Mass Effect 2. Trailer looks great.
So, we know that Colonel Shepard is not dead. He is back for the series, and in the trailer they made it, you know, that he's not dead because he's in pretty much all the cutscenes.
You have sex with Colonel Shepard.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So another trailer that we found interesting was the trailer for Split Second, which is a racing game where players can activate these events that cause, like, basically, like, obstacles, and it looks really cool.
I think it deserved more explosions. I think Michael Bay should have directed the game. Michael Bay, the guy who made Transformers. Yeah, explosions. A master of explosion. He exploded his toy train at age 8 so that he can film it exploding. The guy has issues. But anyways, yeah. More explosions and less cars.
From first glimpse of it, I thought it was pretty sick. I think the whole, like, racing aspect and just having something, like, explode and you have to dodge, you know, I think that could be really, really fun. The only problem is, like, setting up the explosions, I guess. If you have it, like, a multiplayer type thing and you have a director who directs the explosions, I think that job could be pretty boring if there's just, like, not a lot of action going on a particular lap or something like that, or... I could just see there being some issues, that's all.
Don't you get it, Plumman? Explosions is action!
Damn, Bill. And your logic is amazing, judging by your WoW account that has no 80s. Fucking failure. Don't you dare try to use logic against me, you fuck.
Logic. Highly overrated. We don't use logic in this world to survive. Let's talk about what we need in this world. First of all, we need exploding cars. And this game, Split Second, provides us with extremely large amounts of exploding cars everywhere. What else do we need? I was thinking we should need online play. We can watch each other's cars explode. And we need different color explosions. I want rainbow explosions.
Bill, I don't know what to say to you anymore. But I think as far as the multiplayer aspect goes, yeah, I think it could be pretty fun. I don't know, I'm sort of concerned for replay value. I mean, how many times can you see the same explosion over again, you know? Like, oh man, that tower is going to explode, oh fuck, oh! And then it's like, oh shit, yeah, it explodes every fucking time because you know what it is, like the fourth, fifth time around, you know? It doesn't shock you anymore.
Keep in mind this is a Disney game, so there's probably no dead bodies.
Yes, it is a Disney game. So like the criteria for a good racing game, you have 1 point, exploding cars, dead bodies, second point, and then maybe some, you know, like aliens from space, third point.
All right. So I guess that wraps up our talk about Split Second, because, yeah. There's a countdown, counting down hours, minutes, days, and seconds to Hideo Kojima's eventual announcement at E3 for this thing. It's going to be a Metal Gear Solid 5 game. And if you don't look close enough, the countdown is pretty much going to the Microsoft press conference Monday, June 1st. So we don't exactly know, but we're gonna make our predictions anyway, because Kojima is the man. He is the man.
I think it's gonna be an hour about Hideo Kojima talking about how big his penis is, how many women he's banged over the last day. Hideo Kojima is a pimp. I think that Hideo Kojima can't get out the video game industry if he wants to. What else is he gonna do? Movies? He's not gonna make movies because his script writing is like the most atrocious script writing ever.
Come on, you played Metal Gear Solid 4. That's gotta be.
Yeah, I like that ending of the 2 hours, Big Boss talking, recapping everything 4 times.
That is the point of Metal Gear Solid. It's supposed to give you a very good background contextual analysis of what's going on.
Yeah, like the gamers aren't smart enough to figure out for themselves, right? I don't really think that he should go into movie industry, because there's enough crappy directors out there, and I can't stand this anymore. I'll kill myself probably. But anyways.
Well, if we're still assuming that it's gonna be a Metal Gear Solid 5 release, I don't know, I would say something along the lines of, like, most people would probably be excited for it just because everyone thought that Metal Gear Solid 4 was, like, it, you know, like, there wasn't going to be anything past that, and probably to hear, like, oh shit, Solid Snake's back, like, it's going to be somewhat similar to, like, the 2004 release of Legend of Zelda at E3 with all the little fucking people, like, jizzing their pants over fucking Link and his sword and shield and shit. I can't see it, like, really progressing the story too much, just because, like, Snake's pretty much fucking dead at the end of 4. So unless he's gonna, like, battle Alzheimer's, like, I can't really see a future there. So it's probably gonna be something about the past. We'll be right back. release of some new Harvest Moon fucking game that came out. And basically, if you know anything about the Harvest Moon series, it's sort of like, fuck you, Bill. Harvest Moon is legitimate. All right, you fucking own a farm, and it's like a simulation game. You get to fuck chicks and shut the fuck up. And you get to grow goddamn plants and shit and get money. And did I mention screw chicks? Yeah, pretty much. All right, so it's awesome. The game's awesome. Oh my fucking Bill! See, you never even play Harvest Moon. You have no idea. You have no idea what it's like. It's sick. Alright, so if you're like me, you've played Harvest Moon 64 and you realize that the Harvest Moon series is fucking awesome. Alright, so they came out with this new game where it's basically fucking cardboard cutouts and mini games of Harvest Moon with none of the Harvest Moon story or gameplay or fucking simulation shit or chicks. So it's pretty much worthless. So as far as I can tell, either the Harvest Moon series is dying or I don't know, some fucking faggots took over and decided, like, oh, let's just change it into the gayest thing we could imagine. Harvest Moon was legitimate. All right, I am a little disappointed at what they fucking done to that series. No, Bill, you're gonna fucking talk shit.
Instead of putting resources in Harvest Moon, they should put more resources on, like, Wii products, like Wii Sleep. Why sleep when you sleep? You can play while you sleep. Snore, and you can get points for snoring. It's amazing. Alright, I copyrighted that idea. Don't take it from me.
With this mentality, they should also produce Wii Unfit, where you must not move the controller as much as possible and see how fat you can become by standing on the Wii Unfit board.
I thought video games were supposed to do that anyways.
Well, I thought it was a good idea. You're gonna copyright your bullshit, I'm gonna copyright mine, alright?
So, what will be coming out of the mind of Miyamoto? Coming at E3, huh?
Donkey Kong banjo playing game, Congo drums, the 14 version with bigger drums. I mean, what else can Miyamoto think of? Pikmin 4? Luigi's Mansion 2? Actually, that would sound pretty good.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion was okay.
Luigi's Mansion was great. It was just like, you know, no Mario. And no Mario is good because Mario kind of took too much spotlight lately, right?
He knows how to party, he knows how to race, he knows how to, I don't know.
But does he know how to run a farm? No, he doesn't. Harvest Moon wins. Alright, Bill. Harvest Moon wins.
I want to see a Princess Peach game, like a 3D one. I mean, yeah.
A 3D one, Bill? Oh, they might as well just, like, take Cooking Mama and replace it with Princess Peach, because that's about all you're going to get from series like that.
Cooking Mama was the shit, man.
Are you a woman, Bill? Are you a woman?
At least I'm not the guy who talks about Harvest Moon and be like, it's not for faggots, it's for cool people.
Hey, I wasn't trying to justify that it's for cool people, alright? I'm just saying that it was fucking fun. Alright, you get to... What, you want Will to talk now? Yeah. It's fun, Bill. No arguments.
Oh, Will. Talk to so, what's this thing about World of Warcraft, Bill? Why have you not reached 80 yet? Well, what? Is that so hard?
I hate you, Plumbing.
Yeah, you're gonna fucking sit here and talk shit about Harvest Moon, whereas, like, your fucking lazy ass can't even get to 80, but it can level 5 people to 70 plus. Yeah, Bill, I think you're fucking lacking something somewhere. I don't know. You just have, like, you lack the ability to finish something. Which goes past video games, if you get what I'm saying.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, so let's talk about me. Alright, I'm not even American, I'm Asian, alright? I was born in China, in the sweatshops of Chang'an, you know, in the fields of I don't know where. But yeah, I've worked in a farm for 4 years when I was born. At 2, I learned to walk. At 3, I learned to speak Chinese. At 4, I learned to make shirts off using just basic textiles. But at 10 years old, I was able to migrate to America. And I experienced freedom, democracy. I experienced a color besides red. It was amazing. I'm sure you guys one day will experience the same thing. What, Bulgaria is the same place as China, similarly? Okay, Plumber will have share his story.
Yeah, I was actually having my hand reached out for Bill to give me the mic, because I was pretty much going to say the same thing. Bulgaria is pretty much the same. It was like fucking commie red until about like somewhere along the 1990s, and then it fucking finally became a republic. So later commies, later Soviets, later fucking German people. Fucking, yeah. So, by the way, Bill, like, my grandparents lived on a farm, so I've lived on a farm too, so I can relate to that. But then you should also relate to that Harvest Moon is awesome because it's a fucking farming game, and you should stop bullshitting yourself and realize that it's pretty legitimate, and that fucking raising cows, sheep, and chickens is kind of cool. Okay, no, not cool, but fun. Alright, so, yeah, alright.
I don't think I can relate to your communist background because my people have lived under military dictatorships and been killed by Rambo, so...
Hey, mine too.
By Rambo.
Rambo would be everywhere.
No, that's more like Hitler just like fucking sticking his dick in our country. That's,
yeah,
that's
all right.
Oh, and Stalin too.
If it took Rambo an hour to kill 50 Burmese people, it would probably take him... probably taken 4 years to kill all the Chinese in the world.
If you guys checked Yahoo News today, Arnold unveiled like a new U.S. weapons thing, and it's supposed to be like a giant laser. Like, seriously, like a really, really strong... Yeah, like fucking Star Wars lasers. Like, no shit, it burns as hot as a star, and it goes straight into space. Like, to fucking infinity or whatever. Yeah, no, it seriously is. That he was talking about it. He was like, this is like the real representation of what he did in Hollywood.
Wait, the Star Wars thing, you're talking about the Reagan thing?
Yeah,
the Reagan project that never succeeded because Reagan...
It is possible.
Reagan's...
Yeah. It saves us
nuclear destruction.
No, actually, they were talking about using it to get energy independence because, I don't know, you can use it for fusion reactions and, of course, that generates more energy than fission. And this is not a physics podcast, so we are done with this subject.
Pew, pew.
Let's talk about the probability of how our governor is actually a Terminator in disguise.
Some people don't live in California, Bill.
Sent from the future. We know that Arnold's a governor.
What about Canada, huh? What are you talking about?
No, there's no one living in Canada, Plumman. Stop dreaming.
The Terminator.
By the way, Terminator Salvation sucks. If you like it, you're a jerk, and I hate you.
You're probably Andrew Garcia.
What?
I don't know.
What about Andrew?
He likes Terminator.
Well, Andrew is a jerk, and I hate him.
Okay, they won't get this reference, but we thought the Terminator Salvation movie was subpar and Christian Bale's acting could have been better.
McGee, you need to get a new name. McGee is not a first and last name. What the hell are you thinking? MCG and McGee. Alright, second thing, Christian Bale, seriously, man, why you gotta be in everything? I don't see someone else be freaking John Connor. I don't see you. Right, the main thing about the movie is that it's too long. The plot's retarded. I mean, they were supposed to focus on John Connor and like his woman, but they didn't focus on that. They focused on this guy, Sam Worthington, playing, was he Marcus? Marcus, right? Yeah. And yeah, he was okay. I think Sam Worthington's probably like the best part of the movie, but yeah. So, but like, it's a journey of repetition and boredom. And none of the action scenes were inspiring or ambitious. What do you think, Will?
I think it's disturbing that we had a Christian Bale night right after because we watched American Psycho. And that was actually a good movie. but Terminator Salvation wasn't.
That's a Christian Bale movie. Go, 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 go.
What other Christian Bale movies are you into, Bale?
Batman Begins.
Okay.
It's gonna have him and Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. So, are you in love with Christian Bale, Bill?
No, but I think that Public Enemies do have potential because it's by Michael Mann, and Michael Mann is the man. Too, yeah. There's a pun there somewhere.
So, who's excited for M. Night Shyamalan's Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Is that Dev Patel as Zuko? Zuko? Zako? What was his name? Zuko? Yeah, Dev Patel playing Zuko. And I don't know, like, I think An looks really dumb. Was he white?
Yeah, it was a white kid.
He was a white kid. I don't know why they keep playing white kid as Asian kids. That's weird. But M. Night Shyamalan, there's probably like a twist where they are robots, and they are from outer space, and they destroy each other.
I kind of agree with you on Aang, except like, if... I don't know, if you could just like pretend that that kid is somehow Asian, it kind of works out. Like, I don't know, because Aang kind like, yeah, he's supposed to be Chinese because Avatar's like based in a Chinese setting, and like above Avatar it's like, you know, Chinese symbols, but I don't know, I think the character actually goes okay. Jamal as Zuko though looks kind of weird. I agree with that, so I don't know, whatever.
I think that this could be potentially better than the Dragon Ball movie.
Are you fucking kidding me? That movie sucks.
It's like saying shit is better than shit. But anyways, well, let's talk about another Avatar. James Cameron's Avatar is coming out this year or maybe next year. But yeah, it's the project that James Cameron used his billions that he made from Titanic to make this fully CG movie. And he's like, it's the best thing ever made. So what can we say? And he made Terminator 2 and 1. So yeah. It's kind of related. And Avatar looks, the robots designs look pretty good. Some of the CG shots, art concepts I saw were interesting. It doesn't look super amazing, but if James Cameron says that it's super amazing, I'm going to trust him on that. And for the record, James Cameron said Titanic was a piece of shit.
Well, I definitely agree with you there. I think, like, you know, you can trust James Cameron from his movies. But what do you think about Transformers 2 Rise of the Fallen coming out soon? That's going to be interesting.
Megatron, kill everything! Oh, Optimus! No!
Yeah, that's pretty much going to sum up the entire movie. Well, it's better than 99999.
Hey, that actually looks like a good movie. I read the screenplay for that. It was not bad, considering it was... Well, Tarantino makes a good screenplay. He's a good script writer.
No, I was actually just joking around. Like, it was just because the trailer was so funny. I agree with you. It's probably going to be pretty sick.
That's not the Robert Downey Jr. movie, right?
No, it's the Tarantino. It's with the one with Brad Pitt. Yeah, Inglourious Basterds. That's something we can look forward to. Transformers, I'm not sure, because... Well, it's Transformers. But anything else, Will?
Well, instead of doing a E3 podcast like we were supposed to, we turned into this preview of a summer blockbuster movie. So.
Yeah, sure. Well, I don't know what they're talking about.
I have a good question. What do you guys prefer? If it had to be a movie, all right, like any subject, would you rather have CGI or live action? Like, I know it depends, but I mean, if you had to have a choice, like, what would you have and why?
I can count the... Well, CGI, does that include Pixar?
Yeah.
Okay, I can count the amount of good CGI movies on two hands. If you'd include Pixar. Let me see. Monsters, Inc. Toy Story? Toy Story 2. Incredibles. What was that movie? Fuck Finding Nemo. Ratatouille. What was the new movie? Oh, Wall-E. Wall-E. And what was that? What other movies did they make? I haven't seen Up. I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, basically Pixar movies, only good CGI movies.
DreamWorks makes good CGI movies.
Like what?
Shrek.
Shrek
2.
Shrek.
Shrek 3.
Really?
There's that one, I don't know, iRobots or something.
iRobot?
Robots.
Yeah. Okay, well, whatever.
Alright, how about movies based on video games? We can get into, like, really big topic.
That's kind of worms you don't open.
Yeah, like Max Payne, for example. Have you seen Max Payne?
Yeah, I've seen Max Payne.
So Max Payne is like, the game, if you played it, it's like, it's really action-paced, and there's a lot of, like, story behind it. And the movie tries to replicate the story, but it ends up kind of, like, horrible.
Well, I mean, I played both Max Payne games, so I can kind of, like, understand. Max Payne's really supposed to be more of, like, a comic, really. Like, you can't represent it as a streamlined movie, because it's really meant to be read as sort of like, I don't know, like, you know, one of those old detective comics. I don't know. That's just how I see it. I had a really hard time watching, you know, this Max Payne guy, like, running through everything. Like, I had to see it, like, bit by bit. And then they misrepresented a lot of the game, you know, like, they do that with
Valkyries.
A lot of, yeah, like the Valkyries and shit. And I don't know. I mean, movies based as, or video games as movies, like, it just usually doesn't work out. The only exception I've ever seen is probably, like, a Final Fantasy movie, but that's just because it's fucking Final Fantasy. You might as well just have it be anything.
Alone in the Dark, that was
Alone in the really well.
Did you guys ever see the 1980s, like, Super Mario Brothers movie? Like, the live-action shit with real Goombas and Bowser? Yeah. Alright, Andrew showed me that. I had no idea that movie even existed. Like, I thought that was seriously a joke when he showed me the trailer for it. And when he told me it was a real movie, like, I looked it up, and in Wikipedia, do you guys remember the name of the main actor, the guy who played Mario?
Ron Jeremy?
Wait, was that it?
No. Porn actor.
Oh, what the fuck, Will?
No.
God damn, Will. Okay, well, anyway, the main actor, I looked him up, and in an interview, he said that the only reason he did this was because his son said that, you know, he played this game and that this character is really amazing. He's like, oh, okay, whatever, I'll shoot this movie. And then after the movie, when he saw the game and compared it to the movie, he said it was the biggest regret he's ever had. The worst movie that he's ever been in. I don't know. I just don't know what to say about it. I mean, if you ever look it up, I'm sure the trailer's still on YouTube or something, you'll know this has to be one of the worst video game movies ever.
Plumlee, you're so lucky your childhood has not been scarred by that movie. I mean, that movie has been on what, like, TV channels since, what, the 90s?
TV channel?
The Bowser? What was the Bowser? Bowser was like...
He was like a businessman or something.
No, the Bowser at the end was like a giant dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like, that was terrible. Anyways, let's talk about video games that seem like good movies. Like, that will make good movies.
Yeah.
Okay, my pick would be Shadow of the Colossus. Great game. Great game. Well, the gameplay is very, very interesting. But great soundtrack, great camera control.
My pick would be for a Legend of Zelda movie.
Oh my god.
I really think that would be interesting.
I have some problems with that, but my number one pick would probably be the Metal Gear Solid series. I mean, what other action, and seriously, just, I think that would be the best. I mean, the soundtrack for that is kick-ass. Everyone would love that song. It's like a hit the moment you listen to it, and Solid Snake is probably one of the most badass characters that exists. I mean, yeah.
I think Kojima's penis just grew 2 inches from your comment. Thank you, Plumman.
Whoa.
What do you want?
This is going to be a surprise, but they're making a Metal Gear Solid movie.
Wait, what?
It's in development.
What the fuck?
It's being screenplayed by David Hayter, the voice of Solid Snake. And
if it was Metal Gear Solid 1, I think that would be completely legitimate.
No, we need more Raiden.
More? Fuck Raiden. Raiden's a piece of shit.
We need Raiden running around slicing
people. No, Bill, I'm sick of your bullshit, dude. You know Raiden is a piece of shit character who's only good for fucking making Metal Gear Solid a piece of shit.
Metal Gear Solid 2, that was the best part of the series.
No, Bill, Metal Gear Solid 2's release, the fucking trailer for it, made it epic. But then the actual game itself made Metal Gear Solid seem like the biggest waste of fucking time ever.
Kojima doesn't like his audience. He wants people to hate him. That's why he put Raiden in there. I'm not sure what...
No, Kojima just likes to fuck with people. You do realize that, right, from every Metal Gear game.
If you had to represent Metal Gear Solid 2 as a penis, it was like, it started out as like an 8-inch, and then it seriously just like disappeared off the face of the earth.
I didn't know Metal Gear Solid was Korean.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so there is going to be a Metal Gear Solid movie, but we don't know who's directing it. I could look it up, but there's going to be... And no, screenplay by David Hayter, because he's the best guy ever. He's also directing the Lost Planet movie, which is going to be awesome. It's going to be mechs on snow.
Don't you spend, like, the entire time looking for your dad in that game, and you finally find him, and he just dies? Right?
I never played it.
I just saw my friend play it, and that's really...
There's going to be a lot of upcoming movies based on video games. Like, for example, God of War. It's going to be one. Gears of War.
It's like Hollywood can't come up with any original substance anymore. I mean, we have comic book movies, and they were popular for a while, and now we're going to video games, which is, well, I would say a worse source of material than comic book movies. You know, and now later we're going to go to, like, Pachinko and, like, Pong. We're going to make a Pong movie about balls hitting sticks.
Hey, what about movies as video games? You know, like... the Wally video game, or... Yeah, I agree. I think every video game that is based on a movie so far has just been a complete failure. I've really yet to see one good one.
I heard the Reddit game was good. The Escape from Butcher Bay. I heard that was actually decent.
Isn't Chronicles of Riddick based on, like, a book or something?
I think it was based on Vin Diesel.
Bullshit. No, what is it based on? You know?
I have no idea.
No.
So yeah,
actually, I kind of like the Lord of the Rings ones too. But I mean, Lord of the Rings basically should have just been an RPG from the start. I mean, fucking wizards, dragons, you got fucking everything there. It's like Dungeons.
Plus two.
Yeah, wizards fucking dragons.
No, not like that. I mean, and fucking dragons, you know. Like,
wizards fucking dragons.
No, they do fuck dragons up though. Did you see Gandalf fight the? Well, he doesn't fight a dragon, but when he fights the thing in the mines, you know. You shall not pass on.
This is ultimate nerd fantasy for you guys. For you LARPers.
Are we really?
LARPers out there. Live action role-playing people.
That shit's a joke.
There's an organization on our campus.
Well, deserve to be taken in the back and shot at. Like, oh, let's see you actually live action die.
This is a family-friendly podcast.
This is not a family-friendly podcast. We established that from the first episode. That is...
Bill, there's a disclaimer when you start this podcast.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah.
Will didn't make one disclaimer.
No, he did.
Well, we have a disclaimer. So please don't listen to this podcast if you're mentally retarded or easily offended. Or, I don't know, you don't believe in the Holocaust, whatever. Because we haven't had enough of that already. Right? World War II games? Need more World War II games. Yep, Bill's gonna die. Right, so I think we pretty much...
We discussed everything else except E3.
Everything, we express every opinion except E3. But we know that E3 is gonna be awesome. And this is our pre-E3 podcast, so that's going to be amazing.
I'm looking forward to BlizzCon, because I'm playing WoW.
Oh, sorry, Bill, they don't let people with no level 80s into BlizzCon.
I'm not even going to BlizzCon. Very sad. Tell me, you'll buy me a ticket?
Sorry, I can only buy tickets for people with penis sizes, erect penis sizes, 6 inches and over.
Nothing to say.
Nothing to say.
You're gonna say I'm tiny.
You just take it up the ass. That's
no, great. No, that's Patrick.
Oh wait, yeah, that's. Yeah, you might be listening to this. That's cool. Oh, no, he won't.
No, we're editing. We're editing out. We're editing this section out.
But come on, the BlizzCon thing was funny enough.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, Will.
All right. This has been Divine Podcast because none of our staff was here.
This is John Connor. If any of you are listening out there, here's this. You are the Monster Vine Resistance.
I am broadcasting on all AM, FM frequencies. If anyone is out there, if anyone can hear me, anyone at all, I will be at the portside dock when the sun is highest in the sky. I can provide gaming news. I can provide shelter. I can provide energy drinks. I can provide sex. Just call 707-236-2222.